Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is James Hesketh, CEO and President of Aetna Resources, which trades on TSX. The ticker symbol is ATN, and Aetna Resources is a mineral resource company engaged in gold production operations in the Western U.S. Thanks for joining us today, James.
Oh, thank you, Juan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Start off by talking to us about the NVA for the with Pinson Mining.
Okay. Just yesterday, we announced that we finalized a joint venture agreement with Barrick Gold on the Pinson project in Nevada. Barrick recently spent over the last 2 years $30 million to earn a 70% interest in that project. Barrick will be the manager of that project, and they are currently in the process of evaluating the data that they've developed over the last 2 years through $30 million in spending, and we're waiting on the results of what their forward-looking concept on the project will be. Aetna will own a 30% participating interest in that project. The resource on that project, the mineral resource, was about 1.1 million ounces of measured and indicated, another equivalent number of inferred ounces that were developed prior to Barrick's drilling. So we're expecting good news from that front. That's all I can say about Pinson at this time.
Great, and bring us up to speed on the Briggs Mine.
Okay, the Briggs Mine is our key focus. The company has been investing in the restart of that operation. We've announced new reserves. Those are mineral reserves of over 220,000 ounces, and we're planning to produce on the order of 20,000 ounces of gold at the site this year. Mining of ore commenced in January, and we're fully staffed at the site, and we're currently crushing ore and placing it on the heap leach pad. We do expect to commence leaching on the pad sometime next week, and then gold production by about the middle of May, so we're very close there. That is our key focus. We're hiring right now on the order of 3 to 4 people a week. Our target is full employment at the site by the first quarter of 2010. Will be about 120 people. So that is a story that's moving ahead. Construction is essentially complete. So now it's a production story moving forward.
And any other updates such as the CSLR project?
Yeah, at CSLR, we just announced a number of drill results. That's about 4 miles from Briggs. And what we've got there is a sub-horizontal gold zone. It's covered only by gravels. And in that zone, we've delineated an area that has the potential for containing several hundred thousand ounces of additional gold resource of varying categories, and we're viewing that as a possible extension to the mine life at Briggs. Now, at Briggs, we're planning to produce on the order of 40 to 50,000 ounces of gold a year once we get into full production. And there, that site has a 6-year life. CSLR may have the potential for adding another 2 to 3 years to that life. So that's a key future development for us in Aetna. Now, on top of that, we've been announcing some new drill results underneath the main deposits at Briggs, and we're currently drilling on that, and that also represents the potential for additional life at the Briggs mine site. So our target for Briggs, the Briggs district now, is on the order of between 6 and 10 years.
Great. And go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue. Didn't mean to cut you off.
10 years of production. Go ahead.
Well, just going to ask you in regards to the what were some of the value drivers in regarding your Q4 and full year 08 results?
Well, the key value driver was, number one, the merger of Aetna and Canyon Resources. Aetna had cash. They had the Pinson project. And we brought into that Canyon, who had a strong portfolio of properties. The combination created a company that had a strong pipeline of four development projects: Briggs, the Reward project in Nevada, Pinson in Nevada, and the Columbia project in Montana. It also brought together a bundle of marketable assets. And as part of that, we monetized our royalties, the combined royalty portfolio, for $20 million. That gave us sufficient funds to put the Briggs mine into operation and move from a exploration company to now a gold production company with a strong pipeline of future projects. So those were the primary value drivers in Aetna for 2008. 2009, the picture is one of implementing what we said we would do in 2008 with the merger, and that includes, as we've talked about, putting the Briggs mine into production, at Pinson moving ahead with Barrick on that joint venture, the Reward project in Nevada, the final environmental assessment for that project is currently in public comment period, and that will that public comment ends on April 30th, at which time the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, will be reviewing comments and making a final decision on permit issuance. So hopefully by this summer, we'll have a second mine permitted and ready to go into operation. So those are the key value drivers for 2009 on top of 2008.
Great. And talk to us about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned Aetna is to really capitalize on them.
Well, we're clearly the trend on gold has been steadily upwards with some downward swings in the process, but if you look at the three-year trend, it's been moving steadily upwards. And with the amount of government spending going on, we can only anticipate future inflation, which should be positive for driving gold price. Now, we're fully prepared to take advantage of that by being a gold producer. Our cash cost at Briggs, total cash cost, is projected to be around $470 an ounce. So we have excellent profit potential from that. And we view the gold market as being robust over at least the next several years, if not the next 10 years. So this is a very positive environment for us to grow and move forward as a company.
Great. And what differentiates Aetna from other players in your sector?
Well, we're still being valued at this point as a exploration company. The impact of new gold production still hasn't come into our stock. We do expect, once we prove to the market that we have sustainable gold production, that we should see some type of re-rating from the exploration to the producer type of equity premiums. So that helps differentiate us. We're a growing company. We're fully financed, and we're right on the cusp of gold production. So that's what puts us ahead of most of the other companies out there. On top of that, we have a very strong pipeline of development projects to move into to continue to grow the company. And we've got the team, the management team, and the operating team to meet those goals.
So briefly walk us through the your management and your experience and background as well.
Okay. For myself, I've got about, at this point, about 30-plus years in the industry. I'm a mining engineer. That's my undergraduate degree. My graduate degree was in mineral economics. I've worked in production for about 25 years. I worked in mining finance for an additional 5 years. So I'm very well acquainted with what it takes to run a mining company and to keep a mining company financed. We have a strong CFO in Dave Selesky. He's got experience at Apex Silver, Cypress Amex, Golden Star Resources, all in financial positions. Bill Stanley, our Vice President of Exploration. He's former Homestake and has a number of discoveries in Nevada under his belt. On top of that, we've got a strong operating team at the Briggs Mine. Ken Mann, he's been with Canyon, now Atna, for almost 20 years. He's our vice president, general manager. And he's got a strong team behind him all the way down to the plant operator level. A lot of these are long-term employees that came to us through Canyon. And it presents a very strong picture of strong senior management as well as strong site management, engineers, and geologists.
And what specific objectives have you and your management team set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, our goal is to push the company into positive cash flow. We're targeting by the third quarter of 2009, moving into the fourth quarter. 2010, start to put the second mine, the Reward Mine in Nevada, into operation. So we've got, this year is one of consolidating production at the growth mine, at the Briggs Mine. And then next year is to bring on our second mine and increase our corporate production level up into the range of 80,000 to 90,000 ounces per annum, and then growing the company from there with additional production. I might add that the at the Briggs Mine, we're only utilizing about 50% of our plant capacity, installed capacity. So we have substantial room to grow as we develop additional resources at that site. So that is our goal. As a knock-on to that goal, we're also completing a 43-101 study on our Columbia project in Montana. We anticipate that that'll add between 800,000 to 1 million ounces of additional resource in all categories. We'll add on the Cecil R project, the Briggs Deep. So over the next year, what we anticipate is adding to our book an additional million to 1.5 million ounces of resource that we can then analyze for development into reserve.
Right, and shifting the focus a little bit, do you think that investors understand that general direction that the company is headed in?
It's a changing story, and as in all changing stories, some investors pick up on that rapidly. Some investors will only pay attention once we announce that we're in production. So at this point, the market doesn't fully understand where we are and where we're going, but the story is one of gold production in a high gold price environment, producing cash flow, and then moving forward to grow those production levels.
Well, once again, joining us today is James Heskett, CEO and President of Attner Resources, trading on TSX. The ticker symbol is ATN, currently trading at 67 cents a share. And before we conclude, James, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Attner as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Attner's has a proven capability. We've proven that the company can survive through both good cycles and down cycles. The company's 25 years old. The Canyon Resources, which we merged with Attner, was over 30 years old. We're structured and geared for the long term, for growth, and for survivability and sustainability as a company. So when you invest in Attner, you're investing in a company with a proven track record, growth on the books, and by the end of this year, we're targeting positive cash flow from gold production. So we're unlocking value in the ground and making creating wealth the old-fashioned way by mining it and producing gold.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And I would like to thank you for updating us today.
Okay, thank you, Juan.